This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Away. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices that allows you to charge your phone on the go. For $20 off your order, go to awaytravel.com/TMS and use the promo code TMS. That's awaytravel.com/TMS and the promo code TMS. Coming up on TMS, mad to the max, man.
Using the old nostril method.
Could I have some meth, please?
Nugget Kid, one Twitter.
Tom's Tech Time.
Recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I'm Woodsy Owl. Please give a hoot about campgrounds, because if you don't give a hoot, who will?
Have mercy, please, please.
The Morning Stream. Better than a pound of jam in your pants.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to TMS. This is The Morning Stream for May 10th, 2017.
Wow. Yeah. Not even like, you know, I accidentally said 2016.
Yeah, I don't know why I was going all the way back. That was really weird. My brain really wanted to say 2014, but nope. 2017 is the date. It's 10:04 in the a.m. It's the Mountain Time Zone, and welcome everybody back to our Wednesday edition of the show. Brian, how are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm all right. Looking at this amiibo here staring at me. Should probably move that. It's kind of distracting. I'm going to put them over here.
Is it your Link amiibo?
It is. It's one of them. I have three. I got this pixelated one here. See?
Yep, sure.
I got the...
You've used those in your Breath of the Wild, haven't you?
Oh, certainly, yes.
Yeah.
And this guy's my little, what do you call him? Wind Waker guy.
Sure, sure.
And then here's the one everyone thinks they want all the time. The kind of adult-looking... I don't know, Skyward Sword looking Link. Which is fine. They're all fine. They're right over here. They're flanking Tom Nook, who wants to give him a great deal on a piece of real estate. So
you've got quite the amiibo collection, or is that all of them?
I have a few more. I've got a... who's this? I think this is like Ninja Zelda Lady.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Princess Zelda there, doing her thing.
Very good.
So these are all out because of the Zelda thing. And then somewhere around here, I've got like Donkey Kong and other stuff, and they're just not here. So, but one thing to remember about that whole Breath of the Wild thing, if you have amiibos, use them on the daily, because every day you get something out of it.
Yeah, like boxes dropping from the sky, landing on your enemies.
Yeah, unlike, say, Mario Kart, where if you do it once, you're done. You log it in, it says, oh, you got a Link? Sweet, here's a Link racing suit. And that's
really?
That's the only thing you can do. Yeah.
I hadn't even tried that with Mario Kart.
Yeah.
But you just get one, basically.
Yeah, for each amiibo. I mean, you can have, sure. You know, like...
But it's not on the daily, like...
No, which is a bummer. I mean, it's a bummer, but also it's kind of a not as big of a pain as it is.
It kind of makes sense, because, you know, what are they going to give you every day, you know?
Mm-hmm. I will say this, though. The old pixelated Link, kind of stupid looking.
Well, what's cool about it is that he's fully three-dimensionalized.
Yeah.
Pixelated.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool when you look at him from all the different angles.
Yeah, I like that. I just think he looks like Louis Anderson in cosplay or something.
He's kind of a little round.
He's a little chunky guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, doesn't look anything like this this little petite version of him here. Anyway, yeah. I really like amiibos. I would like to collect many of them, and I found a, was it Wario or somebody? On Amazon for $4.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I'm like, duh, of course I'm getting that.
Yeah, heck yeah.
What are you kidding me? Anyway.
Like brand new? Jeez.
Here's the best thing about yesterday. Yesterday was a dumb day, but I got some something cool. I got a package in the middle of the afternoon. Bing bong, went the doorbell.
And, oh, went?
Yeah. Okay. And I went out there and I went, oh, here's the FedEx man running around doing his thing. And I said, thank you so much. He said, no problem, as he's running away, right? Because they're always running.
Yeah, every day they're shuffling.
Yeah, every day they're shuffling, those guys. And so, hey, whatever happened to those LMFAO people? What's going on with that band?
I don't know. I think they opened an LMFAO Schwartz, and they gave up on the whole music business.
Because, you know, no one talks about some hot new album or hits coming out from them.
No, huh?
Who'd have thunk it that they were one hit
like a 15 minutes of fame kind of thing. You know, yeah. Maybe we have not yet seen the second coming of LMFAO.
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe, yeah. You know.
If you were to bet money, though, would you bet money that they're
coming? I'll bet we've seen the last of LMFAO. Yeah.
That's my thinking as well.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, point is, get out there. There's a box there. It's about the size of a pizza. And I thought, well, that's weird. What's this? What could this be? Because I don't remember ordering this. It did have my name on it. So I brought it in the house, cracked it open, ripped it up. And inside, I thought I had revealed maybe an early Father's Day present I wasn't supposed to see. Mm-hmm. It was this big illustrated book of it's called The Art of Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, wow.
And it's chock full of like concept art and trippy vehicle art. And
like a coffee table book kind of thing, right?
Like, kind
of,
yeah. Like Blizzard. You
production
know those
sketches and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of like those Blizzard books where you get the collector's edition. It's all like, oh, here's Arthas, concept of Arthas back before he was Arthas or whatever.
Oh, love those, actually.
Yeah, they're really cool. I didn't even know it existed. And there's a big foreword from George Miller and some other people in there. And so I saw that and went, oh, shit. This is probably Father's Day and I've blown it. I've shown
you've completely blown it.
Yeah, I've looked at it early. This is bad. And I was thinking about like putting it back together and taping it up again. And then I got a text from Daryl Skeels who says, hey, that thing I sent you should be there today. Daryl sent me this Mad Max thing. How nice was that?
That's super cool. That's very cool.
He didn't have to do that. He doesn't have to do any of that. That was the nicest gesture. What a nice thing.
Such a suck up, man.
He really is just browning up that nose. But no, he...
But that will decrease his range on the very next trivia question. We'll narrow the range down.
That's right. I'm going to give you a few extra points there, Daryl. But no, it was a really nice thing, and I was enamored with it. And my kids wouldn't hardly let me look at it. They were so into it. It's really cool. Like all this...
That is really cool.
Like early war boy concepts, totally different than what they turned out to be. And you kind of see how they, you know, changed over time. And it's like looking at those Ralph McQuarrie Star Wars sketches.
I love those, right? Where you see like, you know, Chewbacca looking like a big lizard thing originally. Mm-hmm. Or... Mm-hmm. C-3PO being a woman looking more like the Metropolis lady.
Yeah, totally. And like Vader was more muscly and like ninja-like. And there was something else. The Dagobah sketches from that are awesome because they were supposed to go fight some gnarly stuff, but we didn't have the special effects in 1980, whatever, to do it. So they didn't do it. But in that book, that Ralph McQuarrie book, there are some amazing Dagobah swamp-looking creature stuff that never made it into the movie. Anyway... Totally. It was so nice. So Daryl gets extra brownie points today. It's not one of his days for Stump Daryl, but you know, I wanted to give him a little cred there.
Sure. We just got notification the stream has derailed on both AGR and Twitch, and the tadpole is confirming.
Great. That's great.
No video, no audio.
Well, audio doesn't work if video doesn't work. So
right. Good.
All right. Emergency averted, everyone. People at home are like, what are you talking about? Don't worry. It's all fine. You heard everything. You won today's contest. You get all the content.
You've got more than... Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
So one other thing I wanted to do. Now, it would be easy to assume that I was going to throw a rod today about the firing of FBI Director James Comey and what that might mean for Russian investigation and all that other stuff. I'm not going to do that. I'm not taking the political take on this. Now, a lot of people are like, well, Scott, we want you to. And other people are like, phew, thank goodness you're not. I just want to complain about a connected piece of this that is driving me up the wall. And if I see one more of these, I swear I'm going to urinate on my router and never use the internet again.
Okay.
So here's the deal. Donald Trump personally fires James Comey, FBI director, yesterday. Sent him a weird-ass letter with the strangest second paragraph I've ever read. Did you read that thing, by the way?
I did. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's just... There's going to be a term going forward called Trump speak. And again, you know, we don't want to get into the political thing here, but it's this whole, how can I pat myself on the back, or create information where information doesn't exist in any communications that I provide?
Yeah. It's like this weird,
I appreciate you telling me on three separate occasions how handsome you think I am, but
that's even better. I wish it said that.
Yeah.
So it's annoying and I hate it and whatever. That's not the issue though. My issue is I love a free press, okay? I love the idea of many news organizations, including now many more on the internet, because the internet's provided this way for anybody from a blogger to a Twitterer to somebody who's got an actual, you know, newspaper, can all have their feelings out there and put their headlines up there. Can they not resist the temptation to say in every headline, Donald Trump to James Comey, you're fired.
Right. Gotta trot out that old apprentice nugget any chance they get.
Why? You're making it worse, everybody, when you do that. And you all did it thinking you were all clever and came up with it yourselves, but you all did it simultaneously. I could just see them in their little copy rooms going, oh, you guys, watch this. James Comey, you're fired. And then he sat back and went, yeah, that's right.
Right. There's some guy in a newsroom going, oh my God, I've got the perfect headline.
And it's then everyone did it, and including like CNN, everybody did it. And I wanted to just double bird everybody. Knock it off. Mm-hmm. You're making it worse. It's dumb. It's stupid. Quit bringing that up. It trivializes it and makes it seem stupider than it is. It's actually a huge, big deal, and you should be taking it serious.
That's right.
You turds. So you're part of the problem, press. Anyway, there's that. Brian, what are you playing? What are you doing?
So yesterday went out to went down to Castle Rock and did a little photo session. I'm doing a website and some marketing for an Italian restaurant, so I had to take beautiful big old pictures of food. Mm-hmm. It was really, really good food too. Ate a lot of it, but brought it back home, made it for dinner. Got back home, didn't feel like working or setting up stuff for Coverville today. So I decided to play a Vidya game that actually I received today or yesterday, unwrapped and put it into the PlayStation and played it right away.
Hold on, this wasn't, people, are you saying happy. This wasn't something on a shelf? Like in?
It never touched a shelf, Scott.
All right.
It went from the box it arrived in to the little coffee table in front of the projector.
All right. I believe you.
I played Prey.
Oh, and, I've been hearing about Prey there. I've been hearing it.
Holy
good.
Cow. All right. So I think I am officially done with Resident Evil. So I'm going to throw that puppy on Amazon Marketplace or something. But because this actually is satisfying the one itch that Resident Evil scratched, which is a kind of a horror-y kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I like the science fiction element so much better than the family living in a decrepit old house in a swamp and what the heck is going on in the basement and all that stuff.
All right. You know? This is not a VR game though. This new one,
this
right?
This is not a VR game.
Yeah.
But this does have some, it does have some scares. It's a, I'm only probably about half an hour into it, but, totally digging it and really, really like the way they do the introductory part of the game where you normally see the studio presents and blah blah blah, like, you know, the stuff that happens before the game where you get the
like your title cards and all that stuff. Yeah,
right, exactly. I'm not gonna reveal anything, but there's a really cool cleverness to that, and there's also a really cool thing that happens in the first few minutes of the game that is awesome. And
do you think the comparisons to the one what's the name of BioShock games is a fair comparison? A
very
lot of people,
fair comparison. Yeah. It feels like BioShock meets Dead Space.
Oh, Dead Space. Okay, I played those. Yeah. I played those three games.
Did you like both of those games?
I liked. Well, there were three of them, and I played one and two.
Yeah, I mean BioShock and the BioShock series and the Dead Space series,
of the two
obviously.
Series. Yeah, actually, of the BioShock, maybe. The most memorable, but mainly because of the way it was set and the feel of that thing. The gameplay of it was kind of lame. I mean, it was kind of repetitive. And I've heard that Prey is not that. That Prey's got some pretty interesting combat, some fun weapons. Like, it's not just really pretty window dressing with the shooting a bunch of dudes to get from one level to the other, which is nice.
Right. No, so, I'm enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to getting deeper into it and talking more about it later.
But, yeah, Prey has a really interesting history. It's like that's a weird series because it started out as way back in the day. I want to say like Quake 2 Unreal Tournament era, sort of.
Oh, really? Okay.
And
this is a brand new franchise.
Oh yeah,
brand new.
Well, brand new. So it's still based on that, right? So the original thing came out or didn't come out. It was like supposed to come out. People were salivating for it, they couldn't wait, and then it didn't happen, for whatever reason. I don't remember. Then there is a Prey game that came out with that. It was right around the time Doom 3 came out. So this would have been like 2004, maybe 5, a little bit after Doom 3.
Okay.
And that was called Prey. And the hero in it was this Native American guy who did a bunch of portal-y stuff. There's lots of portal-type, puzzle-y kind of portal, pre-portal stuff in there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which was pretty interesting for its time. And that was a big hit. And then there was a new game, Prey 2, that was announced. And it was shown at E3, and people were blown away by it. It was this like more open-worldy kind of Prey game. And it was coming, and it was coming, and then it got canceled. And then they announced this new game, called it straight up Prey, same owners of the IP, and then made the new game nothing like the previous Prey game, I think.
Oh, really?
Is my understanding. I haven't played it, so I couldn't tell you. But isn't that weird?
That is weird, yeah.
It's really, the history of Prey is weird. But I'm glad you're enjoying it, and I'm glad you have it. I think I'm probably going to pick that one up as well. Give that one a shot. I feel like it's weird. I get in these moods, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm not in the mood for a big shooter story in a way that I normally am, and I don't know what that is. Like, maybe because I played Doom to death, or maybe last year, or maybe... I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like I'm good on that front, and right now, I'm craving weird little indie pixely shit.
Sure. Well, then I'd say don't pick this up until you're ready for it, because number one, you'll save some money.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
It's a brand new title, so you'll be paying full price for it, or at least full price minus prime discount. But you know, there's no sense in picking up a game that you're gonna play and say, I'm just not into this right now. Oh, this other thing is catching my eye. You go and play that. So
you're gonna play through the whole thing, you think? You'll do the whole deal?
I will until I get bored with it.
All right.
That's, you know, I make no promises.
You're not a completionist, neither am I. If a game holds me, then I do.
Exactly. It's tough not being... I'm a completionist in everything else.
Right.
Right? Like, a band puts out 8 great albums, and I buy their whole library, and they put out another album that's crap, and everybody says, oh my God, this is crap, and I listen to it on Apple Music, and I said, oh my God, this is crap, but I still feel like, but I have to buy it, or else I won't have all 9.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. There's certain things I'm that way with, and then video games, if they hold me, I'm all the way through. And the games I finish are always really special for me. Like, those are games that I, you know, they really meant something. Like Red Dead Redemption 2, or 1 rather, there was no way I wasn't going to beat that game, because I loved every cotton picking second of it. And right up to the end, I wanted more. And I never felt like, you know, I never felt like giving up on that one. But I've given up on plenty of games as big as that game. So
at some point, I'm going back to Bioshock Infinite, because that's a game I never finished and I regret not finishing it.
Yeah, that story's worth it.
Yeah.
The combat's not great, but the story's awesome and the setting is great and all that. Hey, one quick final note here before we get to the news. Tomorrow, we're going to do our PM edition dedicated to Cleo and the recent passing of her daughter, Eden. Here's the thing that we're going to do, though. As it stands right now, somebody's got like a Make-A-Wish donation thing, which is awesome.
Yeah, Amy Frost set that up, and big thanks to her for setting that up.
Yeah, it was really cool that she did that, and it's a great way for people to sort of give in Eden's name. What we're going to do specifically tomorrow, though, is set up a GoFundMe that directly benefits Carrie and her immediate expenses with this, with the funeral, with all the arrangements, that stuff. And, you know, probably wouldn't hurt some outstanding medical bills and other things. They've essentially lived in a hospital for the last 15 years. So that's the plan tomorrow. So I just wanted to make sure there wasn't much confusion in that regard. There will be 2 separate things, and you're certainly encouraged to give to both. But anyway, that's the plan. It'll be our PM edition tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Normal morning show tomorrow. No huge change in schedule, just... so everybody knows that episode will be special in that regard. We have some giveaways and some other stuff. And I've had a few of you write in and say, hey, I got this cool thing signed by so-and-so. I'd like to donate it for maybe one of the high donators or something. And that was really nice of all of you. So
super cool, yeah.
Yeah. And Jason, you know I'm talking to you, buddy. Thanks for that. That meant a lot. Anyway, we will do that tomorrow. And, I guess that's it on that. And Wendy should be here tomorrow as well, which would be fun. I don't know if we'll talk. You know, I was thinking about maybe throwing her another one of these sort of grief questions dealing with this particular issue, but I don't know. I'll see what she thinks.
Yeah.
I know she was sad to hear about her passing as well. So
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, I, you know, nothing else to do but this right now. Get our hands sweaty and dirty in the news brought to you by
Mary Mary quite contrary. How does your garden grow? At myturfandgarden.com you can send us pictures, describe your issues, and complain about your partner who never helps out. Well, listen, no, we can't find you a new, more helpful partner, but we can find just the right products to reduce your workload and prep your garden to be amazing this summer. Come see just how helpful we are at myturfandgarden.com.
Sounds good to me. So you got to hear this video. A girl has described fighting off a Florida alligator.
Oh,
Florida.
I love this. This is great. Yes.
And she is awesome. So her name is Juliana Osa. She's 10 years old. Mm-hmm. She was attacked by an alligator. And I'm going to get the video working here so people can see this as I play it. Here we go. This is awesome. So here we go. I'm going to play it. BBC reported this. Let's get that all up in this. Here we go. All right, I'll let her explain what happened.
In the water, and there was a mean 9-foot gator in the water biting my leg. The alligator grabbed my leg. I tried hitting it to let it release me, but it didn't work. So I put my two fingers up its nostrils. It couldn't breathe, so I had to breathe from its mouth. It opened its mouth, and it let my leg out. The alligator didn't do nothing because he was too busy biting my leg and holding on to the sand. He was too busy with that, so he didn't have any other attack moves to take off my fingers.
Everything else was on cooldown.
He had no moves left. I love it. That girl is my hero, dude.
That's great. And quick thinking. I mean, you got to love the fact that it's like, all right, you know, not just screaming bloody murder. It's like, okay, what am I gonna do? How do I solve this problem? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no kidding. You ever been that close to a gator before?
No.
I've been up on top of one where you hold its mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
cool.
It was for we did some tour in Mississippi, and there was
it would have to be on a Kim going home trip, right?
Yeah, like one of those deals. We go to see her swamp kin, and they.
Does she like that term?
She doesn't, but they've all moved up here now, so it doesn't matter. They're all sure. They're all desert rats now. We'll say that. but down there they let you do that, and you could get, but you had to, you know, it was all very supervised, and you had to get up behind them. And those gators felt like they had just given up. They didn't care. They were just like, meh, whatever. Hello, nice to see you. Great, move along. Like, it was no big deal for the gator. I never felt in danger or any of that stuff. But they're scary, dude. And a little 10-year-old girl, like, besting a gator with two fingers up its nose.
Totally, yeah.
Badass.
Total badass.
I want her on my team. And the fact that she says he didn't have any other moves just means that she's playing
That's all I've got. I don't have any other moves.
Yeah. Get that girl at Evo. Have her play Street Fighter competitively or something. She's really great. Here's a good one for you. Finding out the prostitute you called is your wife.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is not a... This is kind of a bummer. This happened in Texas. I don't want to freak anybody out, but Texas. 50-year-old...
Well, I know where Katy, Texas is.
Oh, have you been?
Yeah, I have.
Do you have a paper there?
No. My dad lived in Houston, and Katy's very close to Houston.
What I like about Texas and a lot of the South generally is that there's always a big water tower with your name on there. Your city name on
That's right, yes.
I wish that was true here. A 52-year-old man in the Texas city of Katy has made headlines after his attempt to hire a prostitute through an online service. It ended in a terrible mix-up that will likely cost him his marriage. In a story resembling elements of the classic 1979 Pina Colada song.
That's hilarious, because when I read the headline, that's exactly what I thought. It was going to be like, so I picked up the paper, and called a hooker I know.
Turned out it was you. Let's see.
Then she showed up at the restaurant. I recognized the hoe. Boom, dum, dum.
Man, I heard that a lot by that restaurant in Vegas this year. That song was always playing.
Really?
Yeah, that was weird. The Jimmy Buffett place always had that song.
Oh, which is funny because it's not a Jimmy Buffett song.
No, it's not. But it played there twice when I was walking past it.
That's
two different days.
Crazy. Yeah. Every time I've walked by there, it's playing. Well, every time I remember. it's playing Jimmy Buffett music. And it's like, oh, okay, come on. It's like Oprah putting herself on the cover of every issue of O Magazine.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, there's other songs that sound like Jimmy Buffett. Apparently, Rupert Holmes is one of them.
Rupert Holmes.
Rupert Holmes.
It's a great name. Anyway, we cannot identify for privacy reasons, they say on this thing. I don't know why you can't. He's not a minor. He's 52. Mm-hmm. You should be able to say his name. Anyway. Yeah. Have been using a booking website for some months to hire prostitutes and meet them at for sex at motels in neighboring areas. On the most recent occasion, which occurred last weekend, the man told his wife he was going on a fishing trip with friends, when in reality he was traveling to a motel in the outskirts of town. Upon checking into the motel Saturday afternoon, the man used his phone to access his regular website, the site he uses, and book the prostitutes. According to a... multiple prostitutes? Weird. Anyway... according to a statement he made to authorities, he saw the profile of a new 28-year-old woman who caught his attention. Ooh. Oh, you dirty 52-year-old. Jeez. as with many of the photos on the site, the photo only showed the woman from her neck down, but the man is said to have liked what he saw and sent her a message to see if she was free later that night and what her price would be for 2 hours with his grossness. She replied back within minutes to confirm she was available, could meet up with him at the motel. The pair agreed that the price of $150, $150,
$150 and a box of chicken nuggets
bargained down from her original request of $200. I guess that's what you do. I didn't know you could bargain. I don't know what this world.
Sure,
like.
You can haggle. Why not?
Sure,
right? But yeah. I guess it's who you haggle with.
Sure. And want, or yeah,
2 hours for $150, that seems like a steal.
That's pretty good. That's cheaper than a session with Wendy for therapy. For therapy,
which you might need after this.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure I put the word therapy at the end of that. Right. Guests in the hotel and adjoining rooms called the front desk to report disturbance around 8 p.m. after the woman arrived at the property and found her client was none other than her husband of the last 17 years. I don't know that he should be getting all the heat for this. What's she doing working as a prostitute?
Right. I think they're both kind of at fault, but I love the fact that she's 49 and she's selling herself as a 28-year-old.
Yeah. She was understandably furious to find her husband in the motel room, although after further reflection, he was equally angry to learn his wife had been advertising her services as a prostitute on this prostitution website. The pair have reportedly separated now, with the wife moving back to her parents' home in Houston. For the husband, he may now face charges under the state's prostitution laws, which are pretty tough. It makes it illegal to engage in any kind of activity with a prostitute in exchange for money or some other form of compensation, even if it's with one's own spouse or for some chicken nuggets.
I looked at her and I said, I never knew that you like sex with strangers in dirty motels.
You could totally
you think they would like join them back together like, I didn't know you liked just having random sex. Oh, my God. I'm so attracted to you right now.
Yeah, this is great. Why didn't you tell me before now? I didn't know you were a prostitute. That's totally cool. Like, yeah, it didn't go that way. Feels like that stuff never works out that way. Here's a good one. Boy, I'm really at the... We're really on the... This is bottom of the barrel living here. Lowest common denominator.
It really is like a faith in humanity lost.
Yeah, because here's another one. A kid bought a copy of Grand Theft Auto used... from a GameStop and found meth inside there.
Nice.
Yeah. He was rifling through the booklet of used...
They saw naked people.
they sure did. He was rifling through the booklet of a used version of Grand Theft Auto 5. I didn't know it had a manual. I don't think they do. How's that possible?
Didn't you have that on computer, on the downloadable version?
Yeah, but there's no manual that I know of in the disc version of that game. I've seen the disc version. I think there's maybe an insert for controls or something. Maybe that's sure. Maybe that's what
that's probably what it was. I mean, I doubt it's like a pamphlet explaining all the and if you buy some coffee and then you take the prostitute over to an alley.
Yeah. You learn from the best. I was trying to find
Do you have a copy of it?
I have a copy of Mario Kart, and I think it's similar to what they put in there, which is nothing.
Oh, well, nothing in Mario Kart. It's an empty box that just has the controls on the inside.
Yeah, it's worth looking
at. And the teeny tiniest little chip to put in your Switch.
Yeah, find it. Oh, did I tell you I tasted that one too?
Yeah, well, I don't know why. Like, do you think it's going to be different? Like all the different flavors you can get of Switch chips?
I thought it was going to be maybe that they just did the one-off and it wasn't really going to be a thing they do from now on. But I think you're right. It's like
it'd probably be more expensive to get the factory to stop making them taste horrible than to then just let them go. Clown Baby says, Clown Baby 123, I should say, says there's a huge map that you get. In GTA 5.
A map of San Andreas and connecting counties.
Right, okay. Exactly.
All right, that's probably true. Well, anyway, so he gets this thing. He's fiddling with the book there and found a little baggie. The kid's 11, by the way. Okay, first of all, let's back this truck up.
Yeah, right? Can we see where the first problem is right here?
They're not burying the lead so much, but they're burying a second lead, which is your 11-year-old should not be playing Grand Theft Auto 5. Absolutely too young. This is an objective belief of mine. That is too. I play that game. I like that game a lot. But that game is.
You're buying drugs. You're selling drugs. Apparently, you're getting real drugs in the box. But you're killing people.
Yeah, you're getting it on. There's sex in that thing.
Stealing cars. It's in the name. It's in the title.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5 is the sweariest, dirtiest, nastiest video game ever made. It really is.
Yeah.
And so don't that's bad parenting. That's bad, bad parenting. Do not let the kid play that, okay? First of all, that's number one. I mean, whatever. If you're his parents, I guess you get to choose, but that's a bad choice. I'm judging you, okay? This is me judging you. Here's number two. It's probably bad that there's meth in it. Florida mother, Kayla McAllister.
Kayla McAllister.
She posted on Facebook on Sunday saying her son found a bag of meth in the case of this used game at a GameStop in Tallahassee, Florida. She included the above photo with the message. Chat, I'll let you look at it here. If you guys want to see this thing in real time. This was reported on Mashable. Here you go. So there's the manual and that little baggie there. Oh, see, that's what I thought it was. When she says manual, I think it's just like a...
Yeah,
it's like an insert. It's like credits and here's your button configurations. Good luck.
Wow, that's even... not what I was expecting. I mean, I was really just expecting something that looked very Grand Theft Auto-y. That looks like it was printed out, a PDF of here are the controls for GTA 5 on the Xbox and folded and stuffed in there. But
looks more like
it's got staples in the middle. So it's a pretty decent sized.
Yeah, it's got a few pages.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the manual that comes with an Xbox 360 controller. That's what that reminds me of. But anyway... So she took him there. Oh, here you go. Today, here's her. I want to read her post. All right, you ready for this post?
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. How are you gonna do the all caps and multiple exclamation points?
I'll probably yell it.
Okay. All right.
Away from the mic, you know, like I do.
Yep.
Here's how it goes. Today, I took my son to GameStop in Tallahassee to trade in some games and get some new ones. When he opened the booklet inside one of the pre-owned games, my 11-year-old son. Found this, a baggie of effing meth. This is a good mom.
Yeah.
Clearly the game was not properly checked when it was traded in because of the carelessness. I could have lost a child.
Diagram. Tree, fruit. Pretty dang close.
Yeah, right down there by the roots. Right. Thankfully, he brought it right to us and said, "What's this? My effing 3-year-old daughter could have gotten a hold of this."
What about your 11-year-old?
Yeah, no kidding. She goes, "I filed a police report, contacted corporate, and waiting to hear back. Please check all the pre-owned games you buy." Just a thought of something that happened to any of my kids because of something crazy as this kills me. So, please check everything.
Two pleases.
Please check everything. I never in a million years thought my 11-year-old son would encounter meth. This is crazy.
Right.
I'm not that shocked.
You know what? It's some responsible parenting from the mother who bought her son Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know all this stuff. I mean, look, here's what's going to happen. People are going to write and say, "I can't believe you're making fun of Southern people again." I'm not. I'm making fun of this very specific
lady. This specific Southern person.
Yeah. Very specific, okay? McAllister was worried one of her kids would have ingested the drugs. In a comment, she says she was relieved and thankful nothing like that happened. "My nerves are so bad right now," she wrote in a follow-up comment. Thank God my son and was smart enough to bring this to us. I can't effing imagine what could have happened if it didn't. I can. What's he going to do? It's a baggie of stuff. He doesn't know what it is, hopefully.
Right, exactly.
He's not going to go, I think this is a thing I'm going to snort.
I watched Breaking Bad, and
yeah,
my mommy let me binge Breaking Bad, and I recognize this as meth.
Yeah, I was 5 or 6 years old then, and she let me watch that. Later, we're going to go, you know, I don't know. What are you doing with this kid? Let some innocence stay with the boy, okay?
That's right.
Good gosh. All right. There's that
Later, story. We're going to go huck bricks off of the overpass.
That's a, yeah, don't do that. Oh, the worst thing you can do, though. Did I ever tell you about, maybe I told you about this. I had a friend who worked at an ice cream shop called Brannigan's. It's not around anymore.
Mm. So I please tell me at Brannigan's you wear red and white pinstripe shirts with fluffy collars.
Thankfully, no. Although there was some rumbling of that in the early days, but they eventually just gave up because they were underpaying teenagers to work there, and they felt like it was asking too much to have us wear some stupid costumes. So
gotcha. Okay.
So we wore like normal clothes, but we worked there, and I cannot remember his name and who did it. It wasn't my buddy Mark. He also worked there, but he didn't do this. He would never do this. But somebody who worked the ice cream machines, and the way those things worked is they're these giant stainless steel things, mm-hmm. and you take these big, they look like almost like a hot water bottle.
Yeah,
they look
rubber,
like
rubber ones.
Yeah, it's like imagine a giant like airbag sized version of that, but it's full of this like ice cream base cream stuff.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah, it's got a cap on it, so when you undo that cap and loose the seal, and then you squeeze it all out
into the thing. Okay.
So there's tons of these bags. They're stacked in the refrigerator there. And anyway, took one of these out over an overpass. Full. Yeah, I know. With the cap on, and just tossed that thing into oncoming traffic.
Oh, geez. So in not just pouring it over the overpass, but letting cars run over and splatter it all over the place.
Worse than that, this thing, the goal was, I assume, was to smack the front of some car.
Oh my God.
And did that. Hit like somebody's.
Probably looks like a big body bag too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's big. And it went just wham, hit their front windshield, I guess, and just splattered, busted everywhere, shattered the guy's windshield because, you know, it's heavy at that height. Yeah. And it's also cold on a hot day or whatever. So it's helped, that helped with it. And caused like a 3-car accident down there. I mean, could have killed somebody.
Oh my God. Yeah, no kidding.
And I never forgot that. And then more recently, there was some kid who got in trouble for throwing frozen turkeys off an overpass.
Jeez.
Frozen?
As God is my witness. I thought frozen turkeys could fly.
That's a good defense. I would have used that defense because nothing else would work, you know?
Right.
Like, what an idiot. Jeez. He goes and buys a bunch of these turkeys. Maybe they were chickens, but they were frozen, you know, big, hard rocks.
Yeah. I mean, they're basically rocks.
Yeah. They're meat rocks, Brian. Meat rocks full of bones and chicken memories. And they
meat rocks. Oh, you've got today's title.
Meat rocks
full of bones and chicken memories.
I might have to write that one down. I'm going to forget it. Meat rocks
chicken
full
memories
of
is the best part.
Bones and chicken memories. All right, that's our title.
Or just even full of bones and chicken memories, whatever, you know, if you need it shorter.
But anyway, he would throw some kid was throwing these off of the overpass, and they were literally shattering, like going through people's windshields and landing in the back seats. Like, what are you doing?
Golly.
I understand pranking, right? I get it.
Right,
I did some of that growing up. I understand it. We stole the clock at school and hid it in my locker. We in the middle of while class was going, we dumped sand all over the hallway my senior year and on top of tarps and brought out blenders and played Jimmy Buffett music and got in our swimsuits and acted like it was a beach when the bell rang. We've done stupid shit like this. But why would you ever do anything that would hurt somebody like that?
That would endanger somebody's life. Easily could have caused a multiple car accident that could have, you know, ended people's lives.
Yeah, at the very least, could have gone through a windshield, smashed the head of the person driving, and they're dead.
Right,
like,
exactly.
How are you going to live with that? That's not a thing you want on your resume, you know?
God, I thought it'd be funny, bro.
Yeah, I don't understand pranks that hurt people. I totally get it when it's just a silly, harmless thing, or you just embarrassing yourself like I do all the time. I get that. Do that. but don't hurt people. Don't throw turkeys through their windows.
Yeah.
Don't throw ice cream off the overpass. Don't throw, you know what? Here's a rule. Don't throw anything off the overpass.
Right. Right. No water balloons, no cotton balls, nothing. Don't throw anything off of there.
Nope.
It's a place for driving.
That's right. We don't hold with it.
Pranking.
Yeah, we don't hold with it, bub. I did that once with a water balloon. Speaking of which, did I tell you, maybe I've told you this one. My sister and I, Wendy. Oh, uh-huh. Wendy would love me to tell this story.
Great. We'll have to bring this up tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. But so she, her and I were on the roof, and I don't remember why. I think we were just bored. It's hot. It's summer. We're up on the roof, and I had a bunch of water balloons, and I'm probably 15 and she's like 9 or 10. So she's just a kid. And we're up on top of this thing, and I remember she's in, the reason this is vivid, she's in a swimsuit, but she's wearing sneakers with no socks. For whatever reason, that image is burned into my head, because okay. You wouldn't be on the roof without, you know, your bare feet. You'd burn your feet.
Sure.
Hot, you need
the summer. Need the rubber grip, so you gotta have shoes.
Yeah.
Shoes.
And my dad had just bought my mom a brand new Sierra, I don't know what it was, some kind of Pontiac thing. Okay, brand new car. This is like 1986 or 5 or something. And she comes home, and I think, ooh, Wendy, come here, give me one of those water balloons. I think it'd be funny if I dropped a water balloon on the car right as she pulled it up. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, it'll just go splash, and she'll go, ah, right. And then we'll just, ha, 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 mom, that was great. I don't know about temperature differentials and all that shit. I don't know that, you know, at the time anyway, I didn't know that heat and cold were going to be a bad combo.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have thought of that it would have been enough to make that much of a difference. But, okay, keep going.
It was
I'm guessing the ending.
And
yeah.
It was just hose water. So it's not like I went and got, like, ice water or something. It was just straight up right. Out of the hose in the backyard. We get up on top of there. I drop it. And the windy parts are coming, you guys. There's a really funny Wendy's twist to this story. She might kill me. I may not be able to tell it. Well, anyway.
She hucked a Frosty at it.
Nope. I dropped the balloon. My mom pulls up. She stops the car. I drop the balloon. Frosty. And it goes, splish. And her windshield goes.
Just, oh, my God.
Just shatters. Like,
yeah.
Like, not,
like all those little spidery cracks. Like, it holds together, but the spidery cracks, or does it, like, actually come apart?
Oh, it did not come apart. No, it was, it's the safety glass stuff, so it yeah. was like gluey together. Oh. But just a complete spider web, just. Oh, no. And I went, oh my gosh, and I kind of freaked out. So Wendy, this is terrible. She's 9 years old, okay, so I can't give her too much heat for this. She goes running off the roof as fast as she can because she knows she's in trouble.
Yeah.
Or she thinks she's going to be, you know, by association, she's going to be in trouble. She handed me the balloon. She's so nervous that with every step, I can't believe I'm telling this story. With every step, she farts. So she goes to get off the roof. To get off the roof, right? She leaps off of the roof. She's going to kill me. We were kids. It's this is how I'm going to justify this. She's
nine.
Jumps.
This is totally fine. This is like, you can't be held responsible for things that happen when you're nine.
Right. And our quick exit is the trampoline because we can jump off the roof onto the tramp.
Okay.
So she jumps off of the tramp, lands on the tramp, bounces off, runs in the house, and locks herself in the bathroom. And we don't know why she's hidden herself.
Uh-huh.
Except we think she's in trouble from the thing. But we go outside and we look at the tramp, and she has peed a little as she landed on the tramp. So she did a little pee. So my other sister, Tara, who is having none of this, is out there with a hose getting ready to, like, I'm spraying it off. I can't use this tramp again if there's pee on it.
Oh,
she's peeing it off. And my mom is livid. Livid. She's so mad about her window. And as she should be, right? That was a dumb thing. So I took the heat for it. I went and, you know, told her what I did.
Messed up. Sure, of course.
It sucked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the neighbors, one of the neighbors saw me do it across the street, watched me drop it. So even if I would have denied it, I would have been in trouble anyway.
You know, Cocker Spaniels will do the same thing. When they're scared, they'll pee a little.
Yeah, they'll pee a little. I don't know if they'll fart when they run, but every step was like, furt, 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 furt. That was the thing she did. She was busted. She'd fart and run.
Oh, my God. Great. That's fantastic.
Anyway, we'll try to forget
we ever. Can't wait to talk to her about that tomorrow.
We'll forget we ever spoke of this tomorrow. All right. Where are we now? Oh, I know. So the kid, meth, yeah, careful. Don't
meth in the Grand Theft Auto 5. Check your used games from GameStop, everybody.
Please, please, please check. Here's a story about a teen. We like the teens.
Yeah.
Should just give some context to that statement.
Sure.
A teen who asked Wendy's for nuggets breaks the all-time retweet record on Twitter. And the previous one was Ellen DeGeneres for her retweeted tweet of all time, that one from the Oscars back in...
The selfie with all the people in it, right?
Yeah, it was like 2013 or something. Whatever that was. This kid, Nevada teen Carter Wilkerson, has successfully ousted Ellen DeGeneres for the world record of most retweeted tweets of all time. The title previously held by DeGeneres was 3.4 million retweets. Comes a little over that with Wilkerson asking Wendy's Twitter account how many retweets would he need for a free year supply of chicken nuggets. And the company responded with 18 million. So he's not there, right?
Right.
He's not at 18 million yet, but he's beaten the old record. So, and Ellen's actually had him on the show. That probably helped, right?
It probably helped a lot. Yeah, exactly.
Do you watch that show? Do you see the Ellen show? Is that a thing you do?
You know what? Tina watches it, so every once in a while I'll come up and I'll see it. And you know what? She's entertaining, and she does lots of games with the audience. I love that sort of thing. Like, that would be, if I were doing a talk show, it would totally be like, all right, now we're going to play a game where you can win a car.
Yep.
And I'm going to throw the, you know, water balloons full of meth at you, and you're going to see how many you can catch in your mouth.
You can make that what's up game like she did, except the top of the head of the person on the logo of the what's up game could be your head.
I don't know that game. What's the...
What's up? Oh, no, it's so good. It's I don't know if she made it or she just put her name on it, but
this is the forehead deal.
Yeah,
right? You put it on your forehead. And
yeah, and you say,
like,
and they see a word and you don't see it.
Right, and it's movies and stuff, and they've got to tell you the name or get you to say the name of the movie or a TV show or whatever.
Yeah, and if you get it right, you tip down and back up, and it gives you the next one. If you get it wrong, you flip back, and it.
Oh yeah, I've totally played that. Yeah, I don't know if she made it, but boy, she made it. She made it huge. Heads up.
If you go there, I'm sorry, it's not.
That's one. Yeah, because we played that last year. My cousin met us at Disneyland when we were out there for BlizzCon. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what a great thing to do while you're waiting in line for a ride, man, is play Heads Up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? You're right. Maybe she... No, it says here, Ellen. No, this is her game.
It is? Okay.
Well, I mean, her name's on it.
Yeah. I don't think she coded it.
No. Heads Up is the game.
Hey, everybody. Think I'm going to use that Ruby on Rails to code a game.
I know Python pretty good. Let's see. It says there's a Heads Up for Kids and Heads Up, and they're both Ellen joints. But anyway, the point is, what was my point with that? I don't remember now.
She had the biggest tweet, and now this kid.
Back to the title. Yeah, I don't know why. Oh, no, I was asking if you ever watched Ellen. Times I've watched Ellen, I've always come away thinking she'd be a really great late night host. Like, she could be as good as any of those, any of these wiener having dudes have, you know? Like, she could be a Tonight Show host as good as Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon? Yeah. Sure.
And right now, Fallon's in a weird place. Fallon's like, I don't know if you've seen this, but like Colbert, Kimmel, John Oliver, and Trevor Noah, these guys who are all doing the late night stuff that are a little more political.
Yes. Yeah. They're not pulling any punches, where it feels like Jimmy Fallon almost, it feels like he's, I got to be neutral, guys. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to laugh during every skit, but I'm just going
to
be neutral.
Yeah. He can't. It seems like he can't. And it's not that I need him to pick a personal side of it, but he's willing to talk about it. It's like ignoring the elephant in the room kind of thing.
It's
hurting him. His ratings are down, and all of their ratings are way up, including Colbert's, which didn't start great, but are way, way up now. Yeah. Anyway, it's interesting to watch that. But she would be great as a nighttime host. We never seem to get lady late night hosts. So
no, Samantha Bee, Chelsea Handler, both, you know, they've done the cable, and it's not even really late night, is it? I think Chelsea Handler's was late night on Comedy Central or E or something, but
she the one that's always topless in the Instagram deal.
I don't know about always. I think she's
into that, though.
She's posted herself on Instagram naked a couple times. She read, her book was great. Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea. I think is what it's called.
I don't know much about her. I've never seen her show.
She's She's like the dirty aunt that you have. Like, you know, not so much the sweet little sister, but kind of like the dirty aunt.
I never had a dirty aunt that I know of.
I didn't either, but I mean, that's the kind of the vibe she's got.
Yeah, I mean, she's out in public. Yeah, here's an article about it. She just would go down New York City and just walk around with her
boober, top off.
Yeah, with her boobers out, which is a thing to do, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. It's not my body. Sure. She can do what she wants.
Sure.
Do whatever you want. No shame here. I mean, you know, the police may come after you or whatever, but there's that naked cowboy running around with a guitar.
Right. See, exactly.
Why can't she? Anyway, back to this kid.
Yeah.
He's gotten past that record. Since then, brands and other celebrities have all poured their support into Wilkerson, from Apple Music, Google, and Microsoft, to actor Aaron Paul, T-Mobile CEO John Legere, and Ellen DeGeneres herself, united to get behind this kid. It's all for fun. But mostly this backfired just as about immediately.
United and backfired on United.
Yeah, it didn't work out for them.
That's a little too soon, United. You probably want to hide from social media for a little bit.
Hey, guys, you know what I think would really help our image? Let's jump on this kid who's trying to get nuggets. Exactly. Yeah. You can bet they're trying to figure out what they're going to do.
That's right.
Anyway, meanwhile, Twitter has granted Wilkerson a verified badge. So he's now verified. Did I tell you I got verified out of nowhere? I didn't know I got.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how you do that. I mean, I guess I know you can look it up and like you have to submit something that proves your name.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can do it being Coverville. I think I'd have to do Brian Ibbett.
Good question. Right? I don't know. Does it have to be the name of the person? I don't know.
I almost feel like it has to be. I don't know. Maybe not.
I know brands get verified, so who knows?
Yeah. So yeah, maybe the Coverville brand. I can
finally. The Coverville brand gets its due, but I didn't apply. I just did it. So maybe there's someone who's a friend or something there, or maybe there's a fan who works at Twitter. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Cool.
It was nice though. So thanks for that, Twitter. Anyway, what's this say? Twitter has granted Wilkerson a verified badge and made a custom hashtag and emoji for the cause. It even included Wilkerson's tweet in its Q1 shareholder letter. Mm. Well, that's crazy.
Incredible Sausage says, yeah, you have to go to your real name to get verified, then you can change it back. So I don't have to change. At Coverville stays the same. And I think I am using my real name.
Yeah,
my
you're Brian Ibbett in there. Sure. Yeah, you're all set, I think. You could just go apply. Right. You should do that.
What's the benefit? Is there a benefit?
Yes. People see that and go, oh, verified. That means what I should, he should, I have to take him seriously. Listen to this news. I forgot to tell you this. I got retweeted by Mark Hamill yesterday.
Really? Okay.
Yes, I got retweeted by, who was in that show, Medium? Patricia Arquette?
Yeah, Patricia Arquette.
She retweeted me yesterday.
Patricia Arquette, desperately seeking Susan, retweeted you.
Yeah, well, no, her sister, because Susan was different.
Oh, Roseanne Arquette, right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you got tweeted by
I got the Medium lady.
The Medium.
Yeah.
Who likes getting her armpits licked by Ben Stiller.
Shut up, dude. I forgot about that. Oh, gross. Oh, my gosh.
That might be the grossest thing Scott's seen in any movie.
Oh, it's so foul. It really is foul. I don't care. Listen. All right. Final statement on armpit licking from Scott. Ready?
Yeah.
I don't care how clean. You could be in that shower for 10 hours with a cleanliness specialist scrubbing your pit out.
Sure.
Unless you're paying me $20 million to be in your movie, I ain't licking your pit. I won't do it.
Yeah, no. Nope, that's all right.
That one's off the table. Just not doing it. Okay, time for a quick break. We'll be back in a second. Stay tuned. How many times have you been traveling wishing you had better luggage? I think I feel like that almost every time I travel. Except for now. Because I've used Away. Let me tell you about them. Away makes affordable, high-quality suitcases that charge your phone, and they start at as low as $225. I have a set, and I've taken it on the last two trips, and I don't want any other luggage now. By cutting out the middleman, Away is able to offer the perfect luggage made with high-quality materials at a much, much lower price. There's a variety of options. You can get different colors, four different sizes, the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, the large. all at cost less than $300. I mean, if you priced out luggage, you know it's a really good deal. They've also designed the perfect suitcase to make your travel experience stress-free. Been at that airport trying to find a plug to charge your phone or your tablet or whatever? Well, you got two USB ports and a high-capacity battery built right into the luggage. Right there into your carry-on, like mine. You charge multiple devices on the go, phones, tablets, laptops, whatever. It's great. Ultra durable, yet lightweight, made with premium impact resistant German polycarbonate. Can't get much better than that. Smooth ride in any direction, four 360 degree spinner wheels. Means you're not going to get stuck or it's not going to break. You're not going to have to get in a weird crowd and go, oh no, what have I done? It's theft proof even. TSA approved combination built-in lock to keep your belongings safe. And even overpackers can fit almost everything they need in there. You've got a patent-pending interior compression system that tightly buckles in those bulkier items. They all come with a lifetime warranty, and if anything breaks, they will fix it and replace it for life. With a risk-free 100-day trial period, there is nothing stopping you from trying this out. Return it for a full refund if you don't like it. No questions asked. Anyway, I love mine. I love it. I love it. I love it. Get free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Go to awaytravel.com/TMS, and the promo code TMS will save $20 off your order. That's awaytravel.com/TMS and the promo code TMS. Thanks, Away. Anyway.
All right, I'm gonna work on getting verified.
Do
on,
it,
Twitter.
Do it. There's no reason not to. We're gonna take a break right now for some music, though, and Brian shall bring it. What do you have?
I'm going to bring it. Mm. Gary says, and not Lantronics Gary, but a different Gary. There's other Garys out there, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Hi, Brian, longtime listener, first time proud dad of an indie artist with a real published song. Love TMS and all the Frog Pants content. It fills my time between work and geekery with laughs and a feeling of family, only slightly dysfunctional, LOL. Speaking of family, I can't wait to share my talented daughter's first published song with the Tadpool and all of Frog Pants. My daughter Jackie's been writing/singing for several years now. Writing and singing, not slashing, by the way,
right.
And moved out to LA after performing on The Voice season 10. Since then, she's been performing in LA and making connections in the industry. Starving 2 is her debut song for indie record producer 1920 Records, and it was released in April of this year. It will lead to Jack's first album sometime in the near future. By the way, the name Jack, J-A-Q period, includes the period, think Kedalar, huh? She wanted to distinguish herself, or maybe she just wanted to mess up the auto capitalization on my iPad. There's already been a review online. It's overwhelmingly positive, and he's for sure it's the first of many. I have her permission for you to play the song as well as permission from the producer. I wasn't sure what you might need, blah, blah, blah. Thanks for playing this, and thanks to you and Scott for making all my days better. Signed, Gary.
Oh.
This is so cool.
Very cool.
So this is a single. You can go buy it right now on iTunes and Amazon. J-A-Q period is how you find her. The song is called Starving 2, and we really dig it. Thank you, Gary, for letting us know about this. Jack with here, Starving 2.
Here it is.
Wake up in a cold sweat, heartbeat out my chest. Can't breathe, I need it, just one taste. I'm aching for the feeling, your face from the ceiling, your claws down my back, I won't forget. Your light, first scream in the desert. Your light, water when my mouth is dry. You are the red when I'm too sober. You're a drug and I wanna be high. For me, like I heard for you. Do I make you hungry? Cause I'm starving too. Do you like for me? Like I heard for you. Do I make you hungry? Cause I'm starving too. Treat me like a sinner, love me like a saint, hit me like a bullet, now you're bleeding through my veins. If I've got a problem, I know just who to call. Cause baby, you're the problem that I never want to solve. You're like the first green in the desert. You're like water when my mouth is dry. You are the red when I'm too sober. You're a drug and I wanna be high. Yeah, I wanna be. Do you wait for me? Like I heard for you. Do I make you hungry? Cause I'm starving too.
Knot a square, fold over, clip a bib, pleat and flip, wrap a head. Oblong bow, floppy bow tie.
The Monkey King was overwhelmed by doubt.
Say one word about this hat, and I'm out of here. This is the Morning Stream.
And we're back, everybody. That was awesome.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, really cool. That must be a proud moment there for Dad.
Totally, and well-deserved. Well-deserved proud moment.
Yep, it's really good. I had to run in the middle of it for a brief 15 seconds or so to let the dog in. There's some really, really large man out in the backyard spraying for bugs. Springtime bug spray, whatever. And he's banging on the door up there. And I go up to the door and I go, "Y'all ain't want to bring the dog in. I'm spraying for bugs." And he's scared the hell out of me. He's like 6'4", huge guy. And he's got what looks like a big weapon in his hand, but it's just the sprayer thing. And I just for half a second, I thought, well, Brian will never see me again. He's never going to finish this show.
That's right.
This is the end.
Well, no, don't know what happened to Scott, but...
Freaked me out.
At least his bug issue's cleared up.
Yeah, no kidding. It's all good now. All right. What are we doing? I don't even know. Oh, we probably should do Tom. That's what we're going to do.
We're doing Tom.
Yeah, let's get him all up in this biznatch. Problem is...
Time for Tom.
Problem is that door run made me get behind, so now I got to go put it in here. Okay, here we go. All right, that will tell him that we're ready for him. yeah, Tom will be here. We'll talk about tech and stuff. There's been a lot of stuff going on this week with that. I don't know, that Echo thing, does that interest you?
Yeah, the new Echo show, yeah.
Yeah?
It kind of interests me. If I can get it cheaper than two, like when they put it on sale for less than $200, I'll probably jump on one of those. Because I think that would be good for the family room, right? Like the kitchen / family room where we watch TV and...
Yeah, make your video calls from. That'd be good.
I mean, if I can put recipes and stuff on there, God, it sounds like...
Oh, I thought you were going to go for the Amazon Echo look, Brian.
Do I look like I need anybody giving advice on my
fashion?
You
don't need no help.
No way. Good. You're all set, buddy. Hey, that voice means this.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, if you will, the technologist of TMS, Mr. Tom Merritt. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Scott and Brian.
How are you?
Before we get to the tech talk, I want to say, like, I have a weird bug sprayer guy with my dogs too.
Oh,
it's a
right
it's,
now
it's
today
a thing. Not today, but okay. He'll show up. He always promises to call. He never does.
Yeah,
of course. He'll show up and be like, I just wanted to let you know I'm spraying. So make sure to keep the dogs in for, you know, a good 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah, because they don't want them, I guess, licking the
sure
stuff.
Getting poisoned by the
yeah
stuff.
Well, no, putting. Of course, and I appreciate it, but why, you know, it's weird bug
the way guy. They show up, it's unannounced, like you said. He didn't call.
Yeah,
he's just there and he's imposing as hell. And he also I walk out there and there's an acrid smell of this guy's been spraying poison for the last 3 days.
Yeah, right.
Oh
yeah,
right. His clothes always permeated. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's like a Marvel villain or something. It's just freaking me out. But it's fine.
My guy is his sidekick, I think. Sounds like
I like that idea that they're working. They had to split up though to cover more ground.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're big enough, you probably don't even need the sprayer. You just you just scare the bugs away.
Yeah.
By being imposing and huge.
Yeah.
Just get in yeah. He's just spraying scent, so it makes it look like he did something.
Right. Exactly.
He had a very. He also had a really. He had a weird stain on his shirt that looked like mustard or something. Some kind of yellowy stain up high.
Oh, that's the poison.
Oh, okay. That's what I wondered. Is maybe that's it's a badge of honor to get a little poison on your chest.
I got a little of it on me.
Well, anyway, hey, it's tech time. And outside of this Amazon stuff, did you know that was coming? I don't feel like they projected that thing very well in terms of, I mean, it didn't get leaked. I don't mean projected it, but it was one of those things that just sort of...
It got leaked a few days ahead of time.
Okay.
Because folks were trolling along in the Amazon servers and found a picture of it. But yeah, it didn't... There have been rumors kicking around of Amazon bringing a screen to an Echo for a while. So yeah. But I don't think people expected it that day. Like, yeah. We didn't get the kind of leaks that say on August 5th, you know, this will happen.
Yeah. And right. And they're using, not to dwell too much on it, I know you guys covered it extensively yesterday, but how do you feel about them kind of getting into their own video ecosystem? In other words, you and I talking over, it's not like this uses Skype.
Oh yeah, the phone call thing, the video call thing. Yeah, yeah.
This is a whole new thing, right?
It's a whole calling system, right? Like, you don't even have to get this Amazon Echo Show to take advantage of it. You can just download the Alexa app.
And well done, sir. Yeah.
And anybody can call anybody else. You don't even have to own one of the devices. So that's pretty interesting. You do have to have an Amazon account, I guess, but the current Amazon Echoes will be able to do voice calls, and you can do messaging in the app. And of course, the premier device is the Show, because it can do the messages on its screen and also do the video calls.
This is really interesting. And since their phone initiative never really worked out, I assume that we're going to get plenty of support on Android and iOS for the app. I mean, what I read was
The app's already available there, so that's easy.
So with an update,
I just got a new icon today, which I assume is in support of the new Show. It's got that circle of light that you have at the top of the Echo is now the icon on the on the A.LXA app.
I kind of want one, but I don't want to spend $300 on one.
Yeah,
$230.
Oh, here it is.
You can get one. You don't have to spend
it. Problem solved.
I thought it said $299. You're right. $229.99. That's still, I don't know.
It's the 30, right? If it was $199.99, like Brian was saying, boom.
I don't know why it is. I don't know why it's totally that mental thing. It's like,
and Amazon knows pricing, right? This is not a company who is unfamiliar with pricing strategies. So I wonder if that is an intentional break to make sure that only the most enthusiastic users go for it, and maybe even moderate sales. Not that anybody ever wants to slow sales, but you know, keep themselves from running out too fast.
Yeah, and they also have this deal: buy two of these and save $100.
Right.
So you
there we go, Scott. You and I just need to buy it together.
Pitch in,
and then we save $100. Then we both put it. We put two of them under.
Why couldn't we do that? Bucks. We could do that.
We could totally do that. Let's do that. Seriously.
I'm seriously thinking I want to do that. I didn't think about that. This isn't like I need two of these in the house, because I really don't.
Right.
Okay, pair up, folks, in the chat room.
All right. Are they shipping yet? What's the deal?
They don't ship till the end of June.
Oh, end of June. Oh, literally the weekend of Nerdtacular. We can
get this. So I will get it the day before I leave for Nerdtacular.
Oh, my God. Perfect, Scott. I'll send you the money.
Exactly.
You buy both of them there. Yeah. I'll just pick it up from you
when I get
there. It's perfect.
Nailed it. All right, we're doing it. We're doing it. Why aren't we doing
this?
Of course
we're
doing this.
There's no reason not to do this.
All right, well, I'm glad that we spoke about this, because now we have a plan. Outside of that, though, I'm sure there's fresh hot tech for today. What's happening today?
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff we'll be talking about. A lot of the news is dominated today by Microsoft Build, which is Microsoft's developer conference. And that's kind of outside of the focus of Daily Tech News Show. We're very consumer oriented. A lot of this is about Azure platforms and containers and things like that. There is a new Cortana skill APK or SDK out there. So you're going to see a lot more Cortana skills coming out, the way you've seen the Amazon Echo skills. Dark Sky has weather forecasting for Cortana devices. iHeartRadio, TuneIn. Mm-hmm. If you're an Alpha Geek Radio fan, that's good to know. TuneIn will be available there. OpenTable, stuff like that. So that is interesting for most people. Also, Presentation Translator is another interesting thing. PowerPoint can now provide real-time translated subtitles and text while preserving your original formatting.
Oh, that's crazy.
If you're English speaker speaking to an Arabic audience, you can have it just real time translate everything into Arabic for your audience.
I wonder how good that is, like if it's accurate, or if we're going to be telling them that your camel has 8 eyes and there's a donkey eating your breakfast.
That was my presentation, so it translated it perfectly.
Okay, there you go.
No, the translation that Microsoft does has been pretty good. They do that translation for Skype and things like that.
Yeah.
So.
All right. That's exciting. I like when I like that end of Microsoft. I like to hear about it and stuff, but this isn't an event where they're like, and the consumer HoloLens is kind of, they're not talking about that.
No, they don't. They do even less than Apple does. Apple doesn't do a lot at their Worldwide Developers Conference, but they always talk about the new operating system. So you get OS X or Mac OS, sorry. You get Mac OS announcements and iOS announcements, Watch OS, TV OS, etc. Microsoft doesn't even do that much about Windows itself at the Build conference. It's really about Visual Studio came for Mac. If you're a Visual Studio user, that could be a huge thing because the integrated desktop environment is now available across Windows and Mac. That's huge for a lot of people. But if you're not a developer, you don't give a rat's patootie about that.
Yeah, I like a good patootie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that and a lot
well,
more.
Well, I like a distributed patootie that is bringing compute to the edge so that you're not having to deal with the latency of cloud.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Cloud-based patootie is great. That's so 2015.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get
on. No, if you take nothing else out of this as a non-developer, and Rich Stroffolino, by the way, is the one who made sure I was up to speed on this, the edge is the new buzzword.
Oh.
We're moving from the cloud to the edge because the edge is where all the devices are, Internet of Things, all the sensors. And so if you can do all of your AI on the edge, man, you're doing it right.
That's a real opportunity for U2 guitarist The Edge as well.
He can start billing himself out to tech conferences.
Sure. Let's get that licensing machine going there, Edge.
Yeah.
Awesome. One final thing I wanted to say about the Echo look and that or show, rather.
The look or the show?
The show.
I know, right? I keep doing that too. Like, yeah. I'm not sure that was the smartest naming convention because I keep want to look at the screen.
The screen, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have any idea how the look is doing? In terms of selling in that.
And we don't even know how the Echo is doing. Amazon always gives the vaguest of numbers.
That's true. But the Echo show is in effect. Like I could, here's my question. Can I move my Echo, my current full-size black Echo upstairs? Can I move that down here in the studio and the show is going to have all of its functionality plus the new stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like music, all that stuff, I guess we don't know sound quality because we haven't heard it.
No, it's better.
It's going to have Dolby speakers.
Bose speakers in there.
Yeah, so the Echo speakers aren't that great if you're a super audiophile, but they're okay, right?
Mm. They are. From what I've seen, that they're very much touting the Echo Show's speakers, that they're really cool.
Okay, I think I'm going to get into the show, and I don't mean the wrestler called the
we're
show.
We're calling you up to the show.
The big show. The big show.
We're not going to do the big show or the show, the baseball game from Sony. We're not going to do that
Scott,
either.
Scott, are we doing white or black?
Oh, shite. Can you do one of, can you get white?
Yeah, but only the edges.
I thought about getting the white one and then I'm like, oh, wait, it's just a black.
Right. The front of it's still like 90% black with just white.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I like that.
But I just went ahead and ordered the black.
Yeah, we'll just get the black. I always bet on black according to. all right. Well, this is all good. Later today, 2:30 Mountain Time, it'll be Tom and I on the Daily Tech News Show. It's my day. I love this day. And we'll be talking about that.
We're going to talk about Microsoft Build. Obviously, neither one of us are enterprise experts, so we'll touch on it. But I have an eye surgery topic I want to run by you.
Oh.
Well, is that the new Apple surgery tool?
What? Which one?
Is that the new Apple surgery tool?
Yeah. No. Eye surgery. Absolutely should do that though. That is brilliant. No, it's robot eye surgery.
Oh, I have some things I could probably offer.
I was gonna say, as somebody who's had to have eye surgery, I feel like this topic might be perfect.
Yeah,
so I'll hit you up in Slack.
I've had two eye surgeries one on each eye, and I've always maintained they could have been done by robots. So we'll talk about that later on the show. Tom, always a pleasure. Anything you'd like to mention besides any of that before you go?
Hey, yeah, coming up in 11 days. Wow. Twin Peaks returns to Showtime May 21st. And Ron Richards and I have been doing a damn fine podcast that is not my own opinion only of the show, but it is also the name of the show at damnfinepodcast.com. Brian and Scott both we've had the pleasure of having on as guests. So if you're a Twin Peaks fan or even just Twin Peaks curious, go check it out, subscribe, and get ready. If you support us on Patreon, you get access to some cool early episodes of our wrap-ups of the new show, plus a live stream that we're going to do in anticipation on May 21st. So check all that out at patreon.com/damnfinepodcast.
I love the name Twin Peaks Curious. I think that's pretty great. Tom Merritt, everybody. Ace Detect on Twitter, dailytechnewsshow.com. Tom, take it easy. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye now. All right. He has been ejected from this call.
Boom. Out.
So that means the Nicole time. We've got to get her all up in this and talk about stuff. She is right there. Oh, look. I see her on the... Oh, her. It's funny. Her Skype sub-message is Happy Next Holiday. which I think is
right.
Is a lovely idea.
Yes, saves so much time. Yeah. You don't have to keep changing it.
Celebrate it early. Get it out of the way. It's all good. It's all- oh, hello. Is this Nicole?
Yeah. Oh. It's
wrong. Oh, no. It was, I got a weird echo. But you're okay now? You sound fine now? You sound great now. Wait, here's this. Oh, Nicole. My sweet Nicole. Oh, Nicole Spag. She comes on the show on Wednesdays. We talk about recommending stuff we've seen on streaming services, rentals, and elsewise. And we love it, and it's great. And we don't do themes anymore, which is great because I don't have to think too hard. I can just watch a thing.
Right. It does keep me from like going to a lot of new stuff, right? Because it'd be like, oh, I need something with Shailene Woodley. All right, let me see what Shailene Woodley movies are available.
Yeah, it's a little tricky, but nonetheless, you're here. We're excited to have you. How are you? You doing good?
Doing good, doing good. Yeah. Yeah. Good. I heard a siren, and I was like, is that a tornado siren? I mean, it kind of... I don't know what it was,
no,
but
we don't get our Denver tornadoes until the middle of June.
Yeah, y'all don't get them tornadoes. We've only had one tornado that ever caused any damage, and it happened right in the middle of the city and smacked into a side of a building, and it was small, shattered some windows, but that was it. But otherwise, like Rocky Mountain area should not get tornadoes because the mountains jank with the air flow.
But we're next to like Kansas.
That's true. So. They could send some shit over. You're right.
And it can be, you get to a certain point in Denver where it looks like it's Kansas.
Yeah. So. And it could be full of dust and like hair follicles from Steven Schleicher. You never know what those tornadoes are going to bring. Anyway, hey, let's do this. Let's get on to it. Brian, you often start us out because that's the tradition. Why not? You got a clip here. What do you want to do with this here clip?
I'm going to tell you that this is a movie I've been touting the extolling the virtues of for years now, and it's finally streaming, and I want you both to watch it if you haven't watched it.
All right, well, here it is. It's Brian's clip.
What's that smell?
Used wine. Do you go to the airport?
Near the airport.
Great, we're on a roll.
You have exact change, right?
Give me $100. Hurry.
That isn't exact change.
Have you looked back there? I don't think anybody's going to object.
I look back there every night, friend. That's why I conduct my own affairs in a clean and hygienic fashion. I leave this stop in 1 minute and 45 seconds. Exact change or off.
Is that that Wes Anderson deal?
It is not. It's the only director credit that Bill Murray has.
Oh, you've been talking about this one forever.
I have, yes.
What's it called again?
It is called Quick Change.
Oh, right.
1990. I say that it is my third favorite Bill Murray comedy of all time. First two being the Ghostbusters thing, you know, that whole Ghostbusters thing, and Groundhog Day.
The whole Ghostbusters thing.
The whole Ghostbusters thing, you know.
I like that. No, Groundhog's up there for me too. Probably the same too. I just have never seen this Quick Change movie. It's totally new to me.
Where's it streaming?
It is streaming on HBO. And it's great cast, great supporting cast. So if you got Bill Murray, Gina Davis, and Randy Quaid as kind of like the main trio. You've got Jason Robards. You've got both Tony Shalhoub and Stanley Tucci. I think this was like right around the time of Big Night, which is kind of their big thing. Phil Hartman is in this. Kurtwood Smith. And it's New York becomes as much of a character in the film as anybody I've mentioned. And it's just so, so good.
It reminds me. It's so weird, though, that movie's not. Well, I mean, I don't know very many people who even heard of it.
I know. And it's crazy. It's not. You can't even get it on Blu-ray yet. Right. It's still just like VHS and DVD. And that's it. And it's fantastic. Okay. I really love this movie.
I'm going to finally watch it. Yes. Good. Because you've talked about it for like 2 years.
I know. I won't shut up about it. Now, finally, once you see it, I will shut up about it.
Yeah, you can just shut the hell up about your movie. Yes. No, that's good. All right, so HBO Now, go wherever you get your HBO. That's where that is.
Right.
Exactly. My clip is not that. It's something else. So I'm going to play it, and you all can see what you think. Here you go.
Welcome to K-Rico.
Tangerine Fanta, please.
We do not have that.
Pepsi Lime.
We have Coke.
Newer Classic.
Just regular Coke.
Okay, Schweppes then.
Did you say Schweppes?
Schweppes.
I'm sorry, I heard two
Schweppes! It's a Schweppes!
Don't have it.
Okay, any ideas?
Not a clue.
Oh my
Harold
gosh.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle?
Nicole, this I watched this for two reasons. One, people have been begging me to. Two, it reminds me of something. Nicole, if she's not watching, then we're all doing our jobs wrong. Because this is Baskets with...
Oh, this is the Galifianakis deal.
Yeah.
Zach, it's a TV show, right?
It's a TV show on FX. It's written, created, co-produced by Zach Galifianakis, and he stars in it. It also is co-executive produced and written by your boy Louis C.K. there.
Oh, Louis.
Yeah, and it's definitely got his... There's definitely a Louis vibe to this. You know, that kind of, this is hilarious, but also kind of weirdly touching sometimes, that kind of stuff.
Right,
he's
right.
Really good at that. And then the star of the show is Louis Anderson. He's not the star, but he's the breakout here, because Louis Anderson, this venerable old stand-up comedian, always, you know, big fat guy on stage telling jokes. Louis plays his mom. Zach Galifianakis' character's mom in this thing. He was up for an Emmy last year. I don't remember if he won it or not. He should have. He's incredible in it. Completely buy him as a overly obtrusive sort of meddling mother in the life of Zach Galifianakis, who was trying to be a clown. His goal in life is to be a clown, but not like a circus clown or a rodeo clown, even though he ends up doing those things for money. He's the whole movie starts out with him in France taking these high-end, very expensive clown college courses from French clown colleges. And it is the funniest thing. I've not laughed out loud like this, and I can't tell you how long. Like,
you still haven't watched Life of Pieces, have you?
No. But I'm gonna, because I need some more laughter in my life right now. And this movie, or this show, is absolutely hilarious. At
is
moments
it streaming right now?
Yeah. No, here's the problem. I had to get it, I had to get hooked on it, so I bought the seasons. So I bought season one anyway. Season...
You might be able, like, if you have Sling TV or PlayStation View, I think you can log into FX Now with your PlayStation credentials, can't you?
Yeah, PlayStation View definitely has it. They have that old limit of, like, well, if it's like the last five or whatever. So
right, but I think if you log into the FX Now app with your PlayStation credentials, you might be able to watch the first scene.
His name is Chip Baskets. Baskets is the last name of him.
We got a great clown theme going today, by the way.
Yeah, we're not even on purpose. It's crazy. I'm trying to look and see just to make sure if it's... Hulu has season one. So that's where you can go watch season one.
That's what I'll do.
I love it. I find it sweet and kind and funny and goofy and uncomfortable at times, and just, I don't know what it is. And I'm not even like a big Zach Galifianakis guy. Like, I kind of get him. I think he's fine in movies I've seen. It's like I'm not Mr. Zach Galifianakis, but I am way into him now. I think this is a real piece of work. This deserves awards and... it's awesome. So, Baskets, FX.
That's a really good recommendation.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. Especially for you, Nicole. It just seems like it is so far up your alley. It doesn't even know it's in an alley anymore.
It's made for me.
It's made for you. All right, Nicole, lay on us what you've got.
All right. So, this is streaming on Netflix. I watched it in the theater. I think we even discussed it. And I was kind of like, eh. But now that it's streaming, it's definitely watchable streaming. So, here you go.
All right.
Get to the side, Marcy. I gotta break some bones.
What are you talking about, you silly?
Just stay right there.
Gentlemen, listen, I think I know what this is about, and I want you to know you'll have no resistance from me. Now, that blackjack you got in your hand could split somebody's skull open.
There you go.
Beat the shmoo out of him. I have no idea.
I guess that blackjack really could split somebody's head open.
Did you recognize the voice?
Kind of.
It sounded like Brad Pitt, was it?
No, it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, this is... I don't know the name of this. I think I know what this... I haven't seen it, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Mario Dawson, Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, this isn't that second... This isn't that second Dame to Kill For deal, is it?
It is.
Oh, it is that. Okay.
So Sin City, A Dame to Kill For is streaming on Netflix. And the Joseph Gordon-Levitt story bit is one of the best ones in the movie.
Yeah.
You go back to Jessica Alba's storyline and it was all right. Yeah. I wanted more of Joseph Gordon-Levitt because he plays he is the bastard son of the big mob guy. And he goes out to find him, and he's really good at cards, and he never loses, and there's like a whole storyline with that. And of course Mickey Rourke's character, what's his name? I forget his name.
Larry Von Trier.
Oh, it's Merv.
Oh, Merv. Oh, Merv. Merv. Merv.
Mickey Rourke.
Merv.
Man, Mickey Rourke's character. Yeah.
Yeah.
Merv.
reprises his role. I didn't realize Lady Gaga is in the movie too. Right. Just for a little.
She's the diner. Diner lady answers the phone.
Mm-hmm.
She's a waitress in that.
So that thing got raked over the coals by the critics. Are you telling me I should watch it? Is that what you're saying to me?
I think it's on Netflix. I enjoy that world. I love the visualization, all the visuals. I like the Sin City world. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely violent. You heard that scene.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, first one was too, I guess. So
it's just over the top kind of stuff.
Sure.
But it's the same over the top. I mean, and that they do the thing with the sparse colors. So the red, the blood is always like the bright red thing, the only red thing in the scene, and all that.
I'm trying to say that the movie as a whole, not so great.
Yeah.
But are like this Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Some individual stories are really good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I still recommend it. If you like Sin City, if you like that kind of storyline and the world around it and the characters, and you want to get a little bit more, I mean, watch it. It's on Netflix.
I read the crap out of those comics and loved them, and I liked the first movie, and this thing got so, you know, reamed. I never saw it, but yeah. I really like the director. I'm a big fan of most of what he's done. Rodriguez is great, so maybe I'll just see it. I'll just see it.
So somebody said, so not exactly kid friendly. Yeah, no. No,
oh God, no! Yeah, you're better off giving your kid a copy of Grand Theft Auto 5 than letting him watch A Dame to Kill For.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. By the way, I would argue Baskets, despite it having a few little minor swears like a shit here and a damn in the hell, maybe it's actually really for an FX comedy, pretty clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you could watch it with your 11-year-old and not feel bad about it.
I'm not watching it with Mateo.
Yeah, don't do it with Mateo. He'd probably be bored anyway. I would be if I was his age.
So, I'm playing Fallout 4, and I'm just like stuck in this game. On occasion, Mateo will find his way down.
Yeah.
And I'll be shooting like a super mutant or a ghoul. Mommy, what is that? Close your eyes, Mateo. Close your eyes.
I thought you were going to say you went like, when I used to play a little Call of Duty back in the Call of Duty 2 days with Nicole. And when she would lose or get killed a lot or something bad would happen, the filthy things that would come out of Nicole's mouth.
Really?
Oh, man. She would swear like you've never heard. So I always think, oh, man, one of these days you're going to be playing some game and Mateo's going to walk in and get his first full display of Nicole on fire.
If I'm playing PvP, then yes.
Yeah.
But I am so OP in Fallout right now. I never die. I have the most awesome guns that I've made myself. Yeah. So I don't even, it doesn't even bother me. I'm just making sure
I have the best guns.
Yeah.
I have the best people.
Yeah. You are, that game was made for you anyway, though. You know, like those Fallout games, it's they're care packages for Nicole. Crazy. Yeah,
I just went before I got on here. I took the kids to school this morning. And I went to Target to pick up a few groceries, and I found myself over by like the movies and games area. And they have like all this cool stuff. Like they have a Harry Potter section, they have a Marvel section, and then they had a Funko section. And I got the cutest little T-60 power armor keychain.
Oh, that's awesome. Did they ever do, I wonder if they did any of those figs or the vinyl pop toys for Fallout. I know they do it for a lot of games and stuff, but I've never seen like some of those. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I picked up, they had like a mystery bag one where you could get dog meat, you could get the T-60 armor, or you could get the vault dweller, and I found the T-60 armor on that on one of those.
Oh, that's awesome.
Got a bunch of other stuff. I was like, I don't really play that game, so anybody want it?
Yeah, I get a lot of Overwatch stuff, but I haven't looked at too much of the other game stuff. Every time there's some kind of thing I'm into, I do like Brian. I get one and I'm like, okay, here's a pop toy. But then I quietly wish that pop toys were cooler.
Looked a little different.
Yeah.
Like looked, had a little bit more variety.
Yeah, they weren't just the same big head.
You know, when they get bigger, I don't know. I think I like the smaller versions better.
Yeah. The a good set for people to get is the Bob's Burger set. They're smaller and they're not giant bobbly headed idiots. It's a much it's a much cooler thing. Oh, that reminds me. I don't know if I've told anyone this here. I've talked about it on Twitter, but keep your eyes peeled for the fall season of Bob's Burgers. My daughter's artwork is in there somehow, and we don't know in what form. Like, none of that's been disclosed to us. All we know is that they want hers, and they made her sign a release for it, and that's it. So we don't know until it happens. We hope it's like an art crawl in the little town there, or we hope it's something else. We don't know, but anyway, it's very exciting. Keep your eyes out.
Cool.
Yeah, totally cool. Weird deal. We hope it's awesome. It may be nothing. Who knows? Anyway, Nicole, always a pleasure. Ladies of Elite happening. Go to ladiesofelite.com.
New episode out on Sunday.
Yeah.
Stephanie is playing Prey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, good. Me too.
Are you playing it?
I am playing it. Yeah.
I don't think Scott can handle it, from what I hear.
If it's jump scares in it.
But,
If it's a lot of horror stuff, maybe not so much. I don't know.
I don't know. So far, it's well lit. It's not like dark. It's not as scary as Resident Evil.
Yeah, that game's giving me the.
And even I wouldn't even say it's as scary as Dead Space, but.
But for what Stephanie tells me, the whole concept of these aliens can be anything in the room. Yeah.
Yes.
Is what gets you. Yeah. So kind of like Fallout.
Walking along and
bang. Oh, geez.
Collecting stuff for materials. You're doing the same thing in Prey, but the big difference in this one is it could be an alien that you pick up.
Wow. I don't want to pick up an alien. I want to leave him where he's at. But if you guys want to hear that great show with these lovely ladies of Leet, check it out at ladiesofleet.com and iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nicole, we're everywhere.
Yeah. Well, also Nicole Spag on Twitter. She'll mention today's recommendals and more, so you can follow her there. Nicole, have fun, take it easy, and play more Fallout.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well,
very good.
There's only one last thing to do, and that is to mention our friends at wetneon.net.
Yes.
He did a portrait of both of our pets. Mine of Rainer, yours of your cat. Not of your dog, right? It was your cat, right?
Nope, it was the cat. It was Anora. It was right there.
And we loved it so much that we commissioned him to do Taylor's birthday image of Izzy, of her pit bull. And it turned out great. In fact, you can go to the site and see the actual pit bull and some of the more recent images. There's one he's got up here of a dog biting a ball that is just fantastic. Oh my gosh, it's so good. You can see videos of it happening.
That's so cool.
Isn't that
that's
cool?
Great.
Oh, it's so cool. I freaking
love it. And is that one really on like a round?
Yeah, it looks like a woodcut painting. It is a woodcut painting. So he's got like a cutout. I mean, that is so cool, dude.
That's cool. I think we need to do this with Ruby, our older dog, because... You know, we're not kidding ourselves. We know that her health issues, she's not long for this world, so
it's gonna be a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much more time. It's probably not a bad idea. It's a great way to immortalize it. I'm looking at Izzy right now. It's just turned out great. There's Rainer, there's your cat.
And he does an amazing job in all the photos I've seen of capturing the essence, the personality of the animal.
Yeah,
so.
Plus just getting this really cool Art Deco kind of vibe to everything. It's just so rad. His name is Zach. He lives in Huntsville, Alabama, and he's a full-time graphic designer. It absolutely shows here. You can see all of his time-lapse photos. You can see his finished work. And you can commission one of your own for the pet you love. Go to wetneon.net and check it out. All right.
Hey, I'm going to throw a quick plug that Coverville today is going to be The Talking Heads. David Byrne is having a birthday. I think he's turning 65, I want to say.
Man.
This is crazy, this David Byrne.
Yeah, this is not my...
That's the one, yes.
Yeah, that guy.
turning 65, and so we're doing a salute to David Byrne. And I think immediately after that, I'm going to record the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 cover story, where I have covers of almost every song from the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 soundtrack. That Silver song, that Wham Bam Shang-a-Lang,
yeah.
Nobody's ever covered that.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and of course the Hasselhoff song is way too new.
Wow, what's the deal there? That's crazy. All right, so I think what's the song I like the most you've got to have covers of is that...
This Must Be the Place.
No, I like the Break the Chain song from... it was Fleetwood Mac in there.
The Chain. I'm sorry. Yeah, we were talking about Talking Heads. Yes, The Chain.
It's a
great song. Probably of all these, probably the one I have the most covers of.
Yeah, I love that song. So any covers of that would be great. Awesome. Coverville at 1 p.m.? 1 p.m.
1 p.m., an hour and a half from now. Is that crazy or what?
That's crazy. And
what?
Thinking? Yeah, it's nuts. But you'll have fun with it. We'll have fun listening. So check that out, everybody. Details at coverville.com/live. That's it. We're done. Frogpants.com/TMS for all our details. You can find us there, support us there, or go straight to patreon.com/TMS if you enjoy the show. Consider giving back. We'll be back tomorrow with a full lineup, including our special dedication show tomorrow afternoon during the PM slot. We'll give some more details about that in the morning so you guys know what to do and where to be. I just got word from Justin Robert Young. He would like to donate some contender sets and some other cool stuff to give. So I'll be talking to him in a minute, kind of work that out. Big thanks to everybody who's been so generous with that. We really want to see if we can help carry out during this incredibly rough time. That's going to do it. Brian, play some music, baby. Yes.
Marty in Maine wrote in, said, "Dear Screech and Belding, I'm writing to request a cover for my son Mitchell, who turned the ripe old age of 7 on Friday, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. I introduced him to music from day one, and I've given him a very healthy range of styles, running the gamut from classical to heavy metal. He recently discovered the 80s gem Summer of 69 by Canada's own Bryan Adams."
Whoa.
"Canadian sweetheart. I would love to surprise him with a cover of it on his special day." Whoops. Well, we don't do shows on Friday, so that shouldn't be a surprise. "If this isn't possible, he's also a big fan of No Rain by Blind Melon and Looking Out My Back Door by CCR." Dude, I'm really impressed with the music you introduce your son to. That's totally awesome.
Yeah.
"Thank you both for all you do. Keep up the great work. And is it too early to get one of those preprint figures?"
Oh, what's that?
So it's your choice of either the fish sandwich or the preprint figures.
I like the preprint. If I can use your phone.
"I think Circulation can give me those preprint figures. I'll check with them and I'll get back to you."
Yeah, I got to play that when I can. Are you kidding me? That's the best thing ever.
That's right. Yeah. Almost, you know, if it weren't for The Shining, that was my acting gig right there.
That's right.
I can definitely see why you love the show, though, Marty in Maine. Boy, you're just going to throw as many of these into your salutation as you can. Jeez.
I can definitely see why you like it.
All right.
"Summer of 69, Bryan Adams, covered here by a band called PYT. Now, this was done for a project online called Buffet Libre Rewind, BUFFETLIBRE. You should do a search for it. It's not around anymore on the site where you could download all the songs for free, but I'm sure somebody has an archive of them somewhere that you can find. Came out in 2008, and it was two discs worth of really, really good covers. This is PYT and their cover of Bryan Adams' Summer of 69.
All right, come back tomorrow, everybody. We'll have new stuff for you. See you then.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Oh, where?
No, I ain't Mr. Torch.
I couldn't find one.